This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO warns of nicotine pouch epidemic targeting youth as sales surge globally. The World Health Organization has issued a formal alert over the rapid proliferation of nicotine pouches among young people, warning that aggressive marketing and ease of use are driving adoption in populations never previously exposed to tobacco products. According to WHO statements reported in the original UN news report, nicotine pouches, small pouches of powdered tobacco or synthetic nicotine placed between the gum and lip, represent a new and largely unregulated public health threat, particularly in high-income countries where age restrictions remain poorly enforced. Youth primary demographic adopting nicotine pouches, according to WHO reports, with uptake accelerating in developed markets. Regional concerns over nicotine pouch adoption. WHO identifies particular concerns in developed markets. Developed markets, high concern, high income countries, enforcement issues, youth demographics, primary target source. WHO alert via UN News 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News, a gateway to nicotine addiction in youth. According to the WHO alert, nicotine pouches exploit a regulatory gap, operating in jurisdictions where combustible tobacco bans are strict, but alternative nicotine products remain loosely controlled. The WHO emphasizes that the discreet nature of pouches, they leave no visible smoke and can be used in schools, classrooms, and other restricted environments, makes enforcement of age restrictions nearly impossible. The WHO emphasizes that nicotine is highly addictive, and early life exposure increases the risk of long-term dependence and subsequent progression to other tobacco products. The organization notes that unlike cigarettes, which have undergone decades of regulatory scrutiny and public health campaigns, nicotine pouches lack comparable educational messaging and parental awareness. Marketing strategies, targeting young people. The WHO alert specifically warns that aggressive marketing tactics are being used to promote nicotine pouches to young people. According to the UN News report, the WHO has identified that these products are being marketed in ways that make them particularly appealing to youth demographics who were never previously exposed to tobacco products. Regulatory vacuum and knowledge gaps. The WHO noted that most regulatory frameworks worldwide have not kept pace with innovation in nicotine products, creating a legal and enforcement vacuum. The organization highlighted that age restrictions remain poorly enforced in high-income countries where these products are gaining popularity. The WHO alert emphasizes concerns about the largely unregulated nature of these products and their public health threat. The organization has called attention to the need for better regulatory oversight of these alternative nicotine products. The World Health Organization has issued a formal alert over the rapid proliferation of nicotine pouches among young people, warning that aggressive marketing and ease of use are driving adoption in populations never previously exposed to tobacco products. WHO via UN News, May 2026. Key takeaways: WHO has issued a formal alert about nicotine pouches targeting young people through aggressive marketing tactics. These products exploit regulatory gaps and are largely unregulated compared to traditional tobacco products. Age restrictions remain poorly enforced in high-income countries where uptake is accelerating. The discreet nature of pouches makes enforcement nearly impossible in schools and restricted environments. Frequently asked questions: what is the WHO's main concern about nicotine pouches? According to the UN News report, the WHO's main concern is that aggressive marketing and ease of use are driving adoption among young people who were never previously exposed to tobacco products, while age restrictions remain poorly enforced. Why are these products particularly concerning for youth? The WHO emphasizes that nicotine is highly addictive and that early life exposure increases the risk of long-term dependence and subsequent progression to other tobacco products. The discreet nature of pouches also makes enforcement of age restrictions nearly impossible. What regulatory issues does the WHO identify? The WHO notes that most regulatory frameworks worldwide have not kept pace with innovation in nicotine products, creating a legal and enforcement vacuum where these products remain largely unregulated. The WHO alert, as reported by UN News, calls attention to this emerging public health threat and the need for better regulatory oversight. The organization emphasizes that without proper controls, these products will continue to target and reach young populations through aggressive marketing tactics. Source: WHO sounds alarm over nicotine pouches targeting young people. At Context, warns of nicotine pouch epidemic targeting youth as sales surge globally. Description: WHO warns nicotine pouches targeting youth with aggressive marketing tactics. Poor age verification enforcement and regulatory gaps enable youth access to these largely unregulated products. Author, organization. Name, GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher, AdType Organization, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published, 2026-05-19. Date modified, 2026-19. At Context, is the WHO's main concern about nicotine pouches? Accepted answer. Text. According to the UN News report, the WHO's main concern is that aggressive marketing and ease of use are driving adoption among young people who were never previously exposed to tobacco products, while age restrictions remain poorly enforced. At type question. Name. Why are these products particularly concerning for youth? Accepted answer. Text. The WHO emphasizes that nicotine is highly addictive and that early life exposure increases the risk of long-term dependence and subsequent progression to other tobacco products. The discreet nature of pouches also makes enforcement of age restrictions nearly impossible. At type question. Name. What regulatory issues does the WHO identify? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text. The WHO notes that most regulatory frameworks worldwide have not kept pace with innovation in nicotine products, creating a legal and enforcement vacuum where these products remain largely unregulated.